My week has been weirdly tidy, which makes me suspicious, like the backlog is pretending to behave until I look away.
That is the most product manager haunted sentence you've said this month. Also, yes, suspiciously tidy usually means the complexity moved somewhere less visible.
Which is basically why I wanted to do task decomposition, Vrigo. We keep brushing past it in agent stories, coding stories, tracing stories. It is everywhere, and we keep acting like everyone already has the shape of it.
Right. It has become background machinery. Somebody says, agent, planner, workflow, long horizon task, and task decomposition is usually hiding under the floorboards.
Okay, intuition before jargon. My version is a giant vague ticket on a project board. Something like build the customer dashboard. That ticket is useless until someone cracks it into smaller tickets.
Exactly. The big ticket contains design, data access, metrics, front-end state, permissions, testing, probably some cursed export button. Task decomposition is the move where the system stops treating that as one blob and turns it into pieces it can actually work on.
Right.
And the important part is not that the pieces sound nicer. The pieces are narrower. A model is more likely to succeed at identifying the required metrics than at ship the whole dashboard in one mental gulp.
That is the product hook for me. A vague job becomes a checklist with inspection points. If step four is wrong, I can see step four instead of staring at a bad final answer and muttering at the void.
Before we go deeper, the base layer is natural language processing. We did episode 670 on that. But the short version is software working with human language, reading it, generating it, and using it as the interface.
And prompt engineering matters here too. Episode 661 was the long version. Short version, it is shaping the instruction so the model understands what success should look like instead of guessing the job from a foggy sentence.
There is also in-context learning, episode 685. That means the model can pick up a pattern from examples inside the prompt itself, show it a few good breakdowns, and it may imitate that style of breakdown on the next task.
So, Asteria brain check, the decomposition is not the model getting wiser in some mystical way. It is more like giving the model a smaller work surface.
Yes, let me put that a better way. The model still predicts text or actions from context, but the context now asks for one constrained move at a time. Goal becomes plan. Plan becomes subtasks. Subtasks become individual actions or answers. In the project board picture, the decomposer is the person turning the giant ticket into smaller tickets. Sometimes that person is a human writing the steps up front. Sometimes it is the model generating its own mini plan.
So explicit decomposition is when I write, do this, then this, then this. Learn decomposition is when the model has seen enough examples that it says, okay, I should split the job this way.
Yes, and explicit is usually easier to trust because the steps are visible before execution. Learned is more flexible because a human did not have to predict every possible shape of the work.
Okay, but why does it actually help? Because this is where people wave their hands and say, smaller steps, better vibes.
The non-vibes answer is constraint management. A large task can require the model to hold many requirements in mind at once. Decomposition serializes the problem. One ticket, one local decision, then the next ticket.
Every product team has one haunted ticket called improve onboarding. It has no owner, no acceptance criteria, and a comment thread from the previous geological era.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. Also too accurate.
Exploring next paranormal backlog edition. Fine snapping back. The haunted ticket only becomes shippable when it turns into password reset copy, welcome email timing, empty state design, and whatever else.
And that gets us to structure. Some decomposition is flat, do A, then B, then C. But a lot of real work is hierarchical, meaning one subtask opens into its own little tree of subtasks.
Okay.
So the top ticket is build the dashboard. Under it, data pipeline, interface, permissions. Under permissions, roles, audit log, edge cases. That tree shape matters, because agents may need to plan, act, notice failure, and replan.
That is why the recent React tree thing caught my eye. Even the name is basically waving at this. It is framed as a hierarchical AI agent that autonomously breaks down and plans complex errands.
Right, and WebDart is another clean name to hang on this. Dynamic decomposition and replanning for complex web tasks. The useful phrase there is replanning, because web tasks are not static checklists. Pages change. Forms reject things. The next subtask depends on what happened.
Sure.
Then you get the more industrial-looking examples, like that Fable post about orchestrating 40 sub-agents for a large engineering project. 40 is not magic, obviously, but it shows the same instinct. Divide the big goal, root pieces to specialized workers, then coordinate the outputs.
This is also why that enterprise agent orchestration episode annoyed both of us in the same direction. So many teams were calling chatbots agents, but the missing thing was the actual job breakdown, permissions, billing, kill switches, all the steps around the answer.
Exactly. A chatbot can respond to a request. An agentic workflow has to turn a request into executable pieces and survive the consequences. That is a much higher bar than sounding helpful in one turn.
The Copilot code review example is the mean little version of this. Better tools made review worse until the workflow got narrower. Diff anchored, exact reads, less wandering around the repo like a raccoon with keyboard access.
Stop it. But yes, and the Langsmith tracing work is the debugging version. Once a task is decomposed, a trace can show which step failed. Without that, the final failure is just a puddle.
Where does chain of thought fit? Because people hear that phrase next to decomposition, and then the whole thing turns into a fog machine.
Chain of thought is the model writing intermediate reasoning steps before giving the answer. In our project board metaphor, it is less like assigning separate tickets to separate workers, and more like forcing a scratch pad before the final reply.
So asking a model to think step by step can help, because it makes hidden work explicit, but it is not a guarantee that the work is correct.
Yes, the scratch pad can still contain bad reasoning. Decomposition helps most when the intermediate steps are checkable, or when each step narrows the next move. If it only produces confident-looking filler, congratulations, the fog machine has a checklist.
Draco, this is where your skepticism is useful and only slightly exhausting. One of the limits. Because I can feel people oversplitting tasks until the workflow becomes bureaucracy with a model bill.
That is a real failure mode. Decomposition assumes the subtasks are easier than the original. If each subtask is still ambiguous, all the steps interact tightly, splitting does not buy much. It can also add latency, because more steps can mean more model calls.
So there is a granularity question, too chunky, and the model drops constraints. Too tiny, and the system spends all day handing microscopic tickets to itself.
Yes, and that is why newer work keeps poking at adaptive decomposition. Decor is explicitly about incentivizing decomposition for complex tool use. Compositional skill routing is about decomposing, retrieving skills, and composing them. Deco points the same pattern at long horizon 3D manipulation.
Where do you put this now then? Still current? Absorbed into agent orchestration? Old meme for something everyone does quietly?
Still current. I would not write an obituary for it. The name may disappear under planner, agent harness, orchestration layer, or workflow engine. But the move is alive. Break the goal. Execute pieces. Inspect or replan.
That is the adoption story too. Users do not buy decomposition as a feature name. They notice that the system can handle a messy request without face planting after the second step.
And teams should be honest about what layer is doing the work. Sometimes the model is decomposing. Sometimes the prompt is. Sometimes the product workflow is. Our old harness attribution disease applies here, annoyingly.
It is such an exploring next disease that I hate how useful it is. Okay, landing check. The bait idea is not fancy. It is making the work small enough to reason about, do, and debug.
Yes, if the monster ticket stays a monster ticket, the model has to solve everything at once. If it becomes a board of real tickets, the system has places to make progress and places to catch errors.
Good. I'm naming the haunted backlog ticket after you, Draco, and I'm not accepting comments after review.